Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent, March 18th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today is from the Evangelist John, where he writes in his Gospel, "Jesus answered the Jews, 'My Father is at work until now, so I am at work.' For this reason they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God." There is a moment in today's gospel that feels both quiet and explosive. Jesus says only a few words, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." But those words change everything. They reveal how Jesus sees himself. They reveal how he understands God. And they reveal what it means to live a life that truly belongs to the Father. And because of these words, the opposition against him deepens. The Gospel tells us plainly, they tried all the more to kill him. Why? Because Jesus did not speak of God as distant. He did not speak of God as a concept. He did not speak of God as a lawgiver alone. He spoke of God as his Father, and he claimed to share the Father's work. This is the mystery we are invited to enter during Lent. Jesus says something that would have startled his listeners. "My Father is at work until now." In Jewish thought, God rested on the seventh day. The Sabbath was sacred. Work ceased. Creation was complete. But Jesus reveals something deeper. God's rest is not inactivity. The Father continues to work, sustaining creation, giving life, forgiving sins, guiding history, healing what is broken, drawing hearts back to himself. The Father never stops loving, and love is always active. Even when the world seems silent, even when prayers feel unanswered, even when suffering appears meaningless, the Father is still at work. And Jesus says, "So I am at work." His healings, his mercy, his teaching, his patience with sinners, his journey towards the cross, none of it is random. Everything he does is the work of the Father's love made visible. What disturbed his opponents most was not the miracle. It was the intimacy. Jesus did not say, "God is our Father," in a general sense, but he said, "My Father," and he acted with the authority of a son. This is the heart of John's Gospel. Jesus does not simply serve God. He lives in perfect union with him. He acts as the Father acts, he loves as the Father loves, he forgives as the Father forgives, he gives life as the Father gives life. This is why the cross will come, because divine intimacy challenges human control. Religion without relationship feels safe. Rules without surrender feel manageable. But a God who is Father and who invites us into his life, asks for everything. There is a temptation during Lent to focus only on what we are giving up. Less food, less comfort, less distraction. But the deeper question is this: am I learning to do the Father's work? The Father's work is not dramatic. It's not loud. It's often hidden. The Father's work looks like forgiving when it would be easier to resent. It looks like listening instead of speaking, serving without recognition. It looks like praying when no consolation comes. It looks like choosing patience over irritation, or remaining faithful in small duties. It looks like loving quietly, steadily, without applause. The Father's work is love expressed in obedience. Jesus did nothing on his own. He lived in continual attention to the Father. And that is the contemplative heart of Lent. Not striving to impress God, but learning to move with God. Sometimes we do not see the Father's work in our lives. We see only slow progress, repeated weakness, dryness in prayer, old wounds resurfacing, fatigue of spirit. But Lent reminds us the Father's work is often hidden. He works beneath the surface, softening pride, loosening attachments, purifying motives, deepening trust, teaching us to rely not on feelings, but on Him. What feels like silence may be formation. What feels like struggle may be healing. What feels like loss may be purification. Because you see, the Father is always working. Through baptism, something astonishing happens. We are not only followers of Christ, we are children in the Son, which means His words become ours. The Father is at work, so we are at work. Our lives become participation in the Father's ongoing love for the world. Not grand works, not extraordinary achievements, but the holiness of daily faithfulness, the hidden sacrifice, the quiet prayer, the unseen act of charity, the endurance of suffering with trust. This is the life of the contemplative Christian, to live so united with the Father that even ordinary moments become part of His work. Soon, the work of the Father will lead Jesus to the cross. From the outside, it will look like failure, rejection, defeat. But the cross is the deepest work of all, the work of redemption, the work of mercy, the work of love poured out completely. And this is where Lent leads us, to trust that when our lives feel small, hidden, or costly, the Father may be doing His greatest work. So perhaps today we can ask, where is the Father already at work in my life? And then a second question, where is He inviting me to work with Him, not by force, not by anxiety, but by trust, obedience, and love? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, You are always at work, even when we do not see You. Even when our hearts feel slow, even when our faith feels small, teach us to trust your hidden action. Lord Jesus, you lived every moment in union with the Father. You did not seek your own will, but the will of the one who sent you. Draw us into that same obedience of love. Make our lives a quiet participation in the Father's work. Holy Spirit, help us to recognize where God is moving, to surrender where we resist, to remain faithful in small things, and to serve without seeking recognition. Father, take our prayers, our struggles, our sacrifices, and unite them to the work of your Son. May our lives, hidden, ordinary, faithful, become places where your love continues to act in the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.